the economy here will grow again next year, and inflation has peaked. That's according to a forecast by one of the country's biggest accountancy firms, EY, and comes despite Ireland currently being in a technical recession. The economy, as measured by GDP or gross domestic product, shrank in the last two quarters. But EY say it will grow by 4.8% overall this year and 4.3% next year. For more, we're joined now by Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with EY Ireland. Dr. Sullivan, thank you very much for coming into our studio today. Growth, where from and how?
Okay, so we see it coming through across a broad range of sectors and broad range of components. We see consumer spending, businesses investing, government also spending, and export growth also up as well. So what's driving it? A combination of factors. Inflation is easing, as you mentioned. That has been a significant headwind for a period of time, but global energy prices have now come down. We expect those to feed through and that to lessen the squeeze on households' purchasing power. Also, as jobs are created as well and wages increase. For businesses and for government, there are a number of agendas there. There's a digitalisation agenda, decarbonisation agenda and infrastructure. And that's all going to support the economy.
How does the economy grow overall this year when it has been receding over the last two quarters?
It's only been receding over one. So part of the technical recession was at the end of last year, 2022, and that was barely a negative. Yes. In the first quarter of this year, the dip really related to the very volatile industry, multinational dominated sector. But as we go through the year, we do see consumer spending, businesses investing. That technical recession piece is just that. It's in name only. It's not an official definition. And if we look at that data for the first quarter, it was the case that other sectors of the economy, hospitality, construction, ICT, financial services, they were all growing.
How can the economy keep growing, especially if there's a shortage of workers and places for them to live?
Yet when we think about what are, so I've talked about a number of grounds for optimism there in terms of the economy, there are some notes of caution as well. And one of those is around the fact that interest rates are higher and that's going to feed through, and also that the labour market is tight. Generally, a tight labour market or a strong labour market is supportive for consumer spending, but it can come with risks. So for employers, it does mean it's more difficult to fill vacancies, and there are risks around competitiveness for the economy. So I think that puts the focus on what we can do to improve that situation. So boosting the labour force, so that includes increasing participation rates. Employers also looking to things like increasing and offering more flexibility for employees. Many who now want to work and are working in a different way to what they were before the pandemic. So a focus on that will help as well.
A domestic economy powering ahead, but international factors slowing down. Are there echoes here of 2006 amid concerns of overheating?
I think when we look at the economy here, we do see strengths. We have a very strong and adaptable business base, that is FDI, but it's also our entrepreneurial indigenous talent. We have policy frameworks which are in place, which are supportive of the economy, and we have a skilled and productive labour force. Those are going to serve us well. What we need to do now is manage and strike an appropriate balance as we go forward so that we grow in a sustainable manner.
Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with EY Ireland, thank you very much for coming into us on the News at One today. Irishman Bernard